Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I want to apologize to you for the last two podcasts. The quality of the sound was not as good as it could be. I did not have my microphone settings correctly, and I apologize for that. We had you guys kind of spoiled, I think, with the quality that we were trying to give, and we always want to give you the best quality. Today, we're talking about why be an entrepreneur. I have the privilege of speaking at a lot of colleges, and I speak to a lot of entrepreneurial students. And the big thing I try to find out is, you know, why do you want to be an entrepreneur? I think why in general is important. You need to know your why for anything. So I'll look around the audience and, you know, I'll look at a gentleman. I'll go, you know, why do you have a girlfriend? It kind of gives me a dumb stare. I go, because she's beautiful, right? And then he nods his head. I mean, we all have a why. When I played sports, there was a reason why I would be willing to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and run 5 miles. The why is I wanted to be a champion. You have to have a compelling why. So I just want to remind you, if you are an entrepreneur, on why you want to be an entrepreneur, why you want to be a great entrepreneur. And if you're considering your startup journey, I hope today's lesson will motivate you. For one, it is the highest paid profession on the planet. Let me repeat that. Nobody gets paid more than a successful entrepreneur. Your Forbes 400 wealthiest Americans, all business owners or the heirs of business owners. I recently just looked at the top 100 wealthiest Americans. It started at $6.5 billion. I was working my way through the list again just to confirm what I thought. And again, it was the same pattern. They were either someone who started a business or someone who inherited a business after the founder had passed away. Think about the NFL. It's the most exclusive group possibly on the planet. There's only 32 of them, other than maybe being the president of the United States. I can't think of a more exclusive group. And again, it's made up of entrepreneurs and the heirs of entrepreneurs. But what fascinates me about entrepreneurship is it has no disqualifiers other than laziness, the ability to run from any level of risk. But if you think about it, entrepreneurs, there's nothing that disqualifies you. It doesn't discriminate. You can be white, black, Mexican, Chinese. You can be anything, Italian. You can look at any race, any nationality, and you can find a billionaire. It doesn't discriminate versus income. I mean, as I've shared, I grew up, you know, poor, and I think I'm being kind. So income doesn't disqualify you. Having a college degree, I mean, 60% of the Forbes top 10 list don't have a college degree. So going to college doesn't qualify you. Your background doesn't qualify you. It rewards someone who has an idea and takes a relentless pursuit of it. And that's how you become a successful entrepreneur. You have this idea. You think it has the potential to be amazing, and you take action on it. Let's take it back to its, you know, like baby step entrepreneurship. You buy a franchise even. That still requires you to take a level of risk and to take action. But if you do any of those and you become an entrepreneur, you go into an exclusive club that is like no other. I talk about my poker buddies that I play poker with, and it's, you know, made up of all entrepreneurs. And they all went into business for a different reason. And I think they're all happy with what they've achieved because of being an entrepreneur. But each one of them, for one, they have completely different businesses, and they went in it for different reasons, and what makes them happy is completely different. One owns a party store, a retail store. He saw a need, partnered, went into a party store, does exceptionally well, and it gives him the flexibility to, you know, his kids are great athletes, and he's never missed anything that ever had anything to do with them. So he has a tremendous schedule. Second one, he owns a retail store that sells bikes, and he, you know, loves to play softball every night of the week. Yeah, I mean, literally every night of the week if he could. And then come to work the next day between 12 and 1 p.m., leave around 4:30, go to the batting cages, and get ready for softball that night. I have no idea how much he makes. I know that business model, that schedule works for him, and he's happy with it. I have another friend who is into roofing. This is an example, because I joke that he takes money out in duffel bags. An example of someone who, you know, through high school, started understanding a trade, over the next few years, learned everything about that trade, and then turned it into a business, literally started it in a McDonald's where he would meet with one of his first employee to go sell the jobs. They would meet in a McDonald's, and now, you know, they do probably close to $10 million, and he literally takes it out in duffel bags. And he started it because this was something he knew. He just knew everything about roofing. It just made sense to him. He was an expert at it. Why wouldn't I start a business in it? Why would I be an employee when I can do this? I could run it from top to bottom. So I don't know what your why is, but again, the most flexible schedule in the world is an entrepreneur. I mean, if you're a surgeon, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you got to be in court. You got to be in the operating room. An entrepreneur really, in most cases, doesn't have to be anywhere when they don't want to be. The more successful you are as an entrepreneur, the more flexible your schedule is. And the less you do of things you don't want to do. I can say now 80% of my schedule is only doing things I want to do. The list of things I don't want to do that I actually have to do anymore is extremely small, very small. So, you know, the flexibility is fantastic. The income, you know, 80% of your millionaires are self-employed, and most are, you know, somebody who started a business. Again, think about it. It doesn't discriminate. You don't have to go to college. It rewards somebody who takes action on an idea. And you can join, you know, the fraternity of the greatest profession in the world. The highest, most highest paid profession. The next is entrepreneurs typically don't retire. They just kind of weave into another lane or they slow down. I mean, can you see Warren Buffett retiring? He spends 80% of his day reading. What are you going to slow down from? All he needs is his brain to work. If you followed a good business model and you're not the technician in your business, you should be doing nothing at this point but, you know, forming the team, casting the vision, organizing a few things, keeping track of, you know, the numbers, but you should not be beating the street anymore. You know, when you get into your, you know, 50s and 60s, there's never a reason to retire. I hope to work until they put me in the box. I hope the older I get, the more value I offer. I hope I never stop seeing business opportunities. So why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Because again, it is the most amazing occupation in the world. It offers the most freedom. It gives you the chance to just take action on ideas. It allows you to form your own team. It allows you to work when you want to work. Sure, you know, the front end of being an entrepreneur is like a roller coaster. You know, you go straight up. You work your tail off. And then you hit some curves. That's the obstacles. You persevere through them. And then the rest of the ride is fantastic. So the podcast today, we talked about, you know, why you want to be an entrepreneur. I always like to go back to that. Again, I taught a college class this week, and I just needed to remind them on why. You know, why are you in this class? Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Again, I want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed it, please, you know, like it, subscribe to it, share it with a friend. If you have any questions, please email me at sean@seancastorina.com. Or you can DM me on Instagram at sean.castorina, and I will answer your questions. Again, thank you for listening to today's podcast.